10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, and producer Cal Hunter. Denise Dirks is a family law attorney based out of California. Todd Kunin is a former prosecutor in Tennessee and in California and has done some public defending and is a trial lawyer now. And I'm a personal injury lawyer my whole life of almost 32 years. And we decided to do Radio Law Talk about 7 years ago, and it is just doing great. I'm going to say probably, I think it's the second largest radio show when it comes to legal issues in the United States. We get more affiliates. Push those affiliates to us. We appreciate it. We're going to talk about a lot of things today. We're going to first have another case or no case, which Cal stumped us last hour, but we're going to talk about interesting, a solar eclipse lawsuit is all I'm going to tell you. We've got to bring up the Puff Daddy or P Daddy allegations going on right now. Again, they are allegations. And then Trader Joe's lawsuit. And we've got a number of other cases we're going to talk about. But if you want to call in, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com. What we have is you can go look at or listen to all the former people go, is this a podcast? Well, it's technically live radio show, but we do put it in podcast form so you can listen to some of the old shows, whatever you want to listen to. And doggone it, we don't have Johnny Depp Amber Heard anymore. So this is an exciting show, but it'll never be that exciting. That was just the funnest thing. Oh, I just like that one. I don't know why.
That correspondence. Dear Johnny Depp, we here at Radio Law Talk have a humble request. If you could drum up some more shenanigans so we have content.
Or Amber Heard.
Yes. If you could do that, on your behalf, we propose to send a complimentary set of bed sheets to Amber Heard. We'll go ahead and see what happens there.
With some wipes.
Yes. And we'll even throw in a little dog. So, and then let's just see where that goes. You know what's really been interesting about that? Remember his defense attorney? She was Southern California, and she was all over the news.
Johnny Depp's defense lawyer?
Depp's defense lawyer. I haven't heard anything from her since. You know, it's not that she's been doing anything. It just, I guess everything kind of pales in comparison to the high-profile nature of your client, Johnny Depp. So... But I would be curious to know if she was made partner. I know that was the scuttlebutt that she was going to be.
She probably should be.
Yes.
March 24, Johnny Depp accused of calling Blow co-star Lola Giuliani a blanking idiot, yelling on the set. That's just from the Daily Mail. I'm not saying this has happened, but I'm just saying, that's from March 20th, 2024. I'm just trying to find out what the latest is going on with Johnny and with Amber Heard. And I looked up what's the latest Amber Heard news, and I just don't see much. I don't know what else to say, you know?
Did she ever pay what she had to pay? Do we know that?
I don't know. Wow. As of January 2024, I don't know. I'm trying to look up what the latest is from Amber Heard. Did she have a baby or no?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I feel like she did.
I don't know.
I feel like she did. And what happened to Vasquez, Johnny Depp's attorney?
Yes.
She's now an NBC News legal analyst.
Wow.
That's not surprising.
Wow, that's interesting. So Anyway, there's, you know, she's got reduced screen time, as they say. So I don't know what the latest with Amber Heard is. But we here at Radio Law Talk, if something comes up, we'll let you know. You can go. That was a total go down a different road talking about our website and our good old awesome podcast. So go ahead and do that. Without further ado, let's go to the case or no case count.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Now all about Rose. Following a disastrous dip in her career in the late 1960s and early 1970s, Rose decided to step away from the big screen after a comedian and a bunch of other people said she had movies that bombed, one known as The Comedians and the other as Reflections in a Golden Eye. They were terrible. While Rose earned a staggering amount of money earlier in her career, the 1970s were a minefield as bomb after bomb came. And therefore, she all of a sudden was seen in a photograph in the National Enquirer weighing 300 pounds, and the National Enquirer just savaged her. Hollywood's top directors wanted to work with Rose. They were wooing Rose, which is hard to say in sequence. Wooing Rose. They were wooing Rose.
Wooing Rose.
She decided she would not work with them, but she would instead sue the National Enquirer for wooing her career. So this is obviously a couple-part question. Who is Rose, number one? Number two, you are up to bat.
Okay.
Fred, you're on deck.
Okay, so let's not say who it is until the very end, because we got to get in our mind. Just get that was it a case and that.
Right.
Okay, Denise, do you want to get the stall started right now? People are probably going, you guys pick on Denise too much, but Denise, you do admit you like to take your time.
Plus, she's quite good at this, by the way.
She's phenomenal.
I do. These are the type of case or no cases that I'm not very good at. You know,
Can I just ask a clarifying question that
would
help all of us?
Yeah.
That's in the movies. Todd's probably better than most of us.
Can I ask a clarifying question that would help all of us?
Yeah.
When was the National Enquirer article published?
When she was seen, we know it was after the 1970s because that's when she was seen in her rather opulent self.
So was it published in the 80s then?
No, sometime in the 70s.
Okay.
Oh, in the 70s. My person.
That's perfect time for me. That's my era. So I've got some, I think I have a few ideas, but the 70s. Oh.
Yeah, I would have 80s, but not the 70s. Rose. Okay, well, anyway. So Rose stepped away.
Yep.
She was very highly, so obviously she's a celebrity or public persona.
And she was on the Titanic.
And
no.
I'm just teasing.
Not only was she not on it, she was not the Titanic.
Denise, remember Rose from the Titanic?
But then you made me think of the lady that died on the Titanic in the movie that got really heavy. And I can't remember her name. Anyway, the National Enquirer showed pictures of her that were unflattering.
Very unflattering,
yes. Weighed 300 pounds.
Yes.
Were they nude pictures?
No, she was trying to get into a limousine and could not get in very cleanly, shall we say.
So
and the photos that
happened.
Were published were highly unflattering, yes.
Yeah, so they showed naughty parts, probably.
Well, they showed that the clothing that she had did not cover her very well, and it took a lot of fabric to make the clothing. That was really what the point was. They were
so,
very unflattering.
So, you know, they would have a defense to her defamation. Right? Wouldn't they have a defense as to truth?
Unless
because it was, and it was also taken in the public realm.
Yeah.
All right, let's come back.
I'll let you know.
We'll come back. Perfect for Denise. We'll come back and let Denise mull it over.
Have you come up with any possible celebrities whom it might be, Denise?
Yeah, I think I have, but I can't think of her name.
Okay, well, you can tell us when we break away and come right back. Fred, by the way, remember, if you're playing along at home, you may Google. If you're playing in the studio, no Googling.
No, I'm texting.
I'm teasing. We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk after this. Don't go anywhere. This is Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Osler Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher hours the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS, subject to SOSA and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. Greening it want to them's. And that's what your old car protection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling Rockets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4537. 802-341-4537. 802-341-4537. That's 802-341-4537.
Death. 30. Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, help police. Parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
It's hard to be sure, sir.
Hey, the answer is always no until you ask.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Go ahead. You're up.
I'm up, and I'm going to say that this is a scenario, but it's not a case.
All right, that's fair enough. Mr. Penny, what do you think about this?
Oh, can I tell why?
Sure, okay, sure. Yeah,
because truth is a defense, and she was in the public arena. It wasn't like they took something with a telescope in her backyard.
All right, that's fair enough. Fred, what do you think about the case of Rose and the National Enquirer?
This is a case, because National Enquirer gets sued all the time, the Sun. And there's always these issues, so it's a case, and it resolves. Nobody wins or loses, And we're ready to talk about who it is. And Denise said I couldn't use...
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't gone yet.
No.
That's right. Never mind. He hasn't gone. All right. So, Kate, I say case. Denise says no case.
All right. Fair enough.
And I say case and the National Enquirer prevails because truth is a defense. And ultimately, I mean, to get taken to task, but I think National Enquirer wins.
Nice.
And when it comes to the individual, I will give each of you one more hint. Rose was known as an activist late in her life and really has not had any major film appearances since that time, but is still alive.
I think Denise. Okay,
so now Denise, whom is Rose?
Well, I said the Titanic, but I think it's the Poseidon Adventure, and I think it's Shelley Rose Winters.
Okay, fair enough. I got you. I got the name. Good. Okay, Fred, what do you think?
Same thing.
Okay. Todd, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Tyne Daly.
Oh, another good one.
Who?
Tyne Daly. She played in the third installment of the Dirty Harry movies. She was the new recruit that was there. She was a little more slender, but she did put on a lot of weight later on, and I think it was in the 70s.
And I apologize, by the way. Rose has died at the age of 79. It was a while ago, so I apologize for that. So let me first off get to the obvious question. Is it a case or no case? Mm-hmm. Who said no case? You are correct. No case.
Oh, Denise, good job.
Now, if none of you get the name of Rose, I think I should get a point here. Just one point. All right. Rosemund is her middle name. Elizabeth Rosemund Taylor.
Oh,
my gosh.
And that, friends, is case. Or no case. So.
Wow, that's a real shock. No, she did get heavy, that's for sure.
Very big. Yeah, very big. But with Michael Jackson and all of that, she slimmed back down and made public appearances, but was not in any real films.
She was really an advocate for AIDS.
Very much
Remember, because she was good friends with Rock Hudson?
Right, very much so. And was part of the We Are the World formulation group, getting all of that put together. So she had lived a good life at the end of all of it.
Well, that's awesome.
And they say a marriage adds 15 pounds. And she had 7 of them.
Wow. That's a good point. And twice to the same guy.
Yes, you know, so come on.
And that, folks, is... case or no case, we'll have more for you next week.
I tell you, she was, in her day,
she was
an absolute beauty.
And the it of it. Starting as a kid with National Velvet.
Yeah.
And man, she was just,
absolutely a beauty.
I remember the movie Cleopatra she was in.
Didn't she have the pretty eyes, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she had violet. Her eyes were violet.
Yeah, beautiful.
Unusual color.
Beautiful. Well, what do we got going Monday? We've got the solar eclipse, and I've brought this up multiple times, and I've teased you enough as our listeners. I'm going to tell you who's suing. The inmates in New York are suing, saying that they do not want to be put on lockdown. They want to go out and view the solar eclipse and think that they have a constitutional right to do such because it's a religious issue. I'm dead serious. A religious issue.
Come on.
That's their argument. It's a religious issue. And let me tell you what they're saying. They're saying as follows. The solar eclipse is a rare natural phenomenon and with great, not a little bit, great religious significance to many. And they bring up who's bringing the lawsuit.
Oh, stop.
Yes. Who's bringing the lawsuit. And this is those incarcerated at the Woodburn Correctional Facility in Woodburn, saying they have the right to see this wonderful God-induced miracle. And who's bringing this are individuals from, let's see, they're practicing faiths from all over, including Seventh-day Adventists, Baptists, Muslims, and two practitioners of Satanaria, and an atheist. And they have the absolute constitutional religious right to see this wonderful eclipse because it had happened at times during, actually, the death, the crucifixion of Jesus. And it happened, which I didn't know, that it happened also in the faith of, Muslim faith, apparently... Is it Muhammad's son? When he died, an eclipse occurred.
Yes.
And so this is a religious issue, and they get to constitutionally view the eclipse and they should not be denied that as prisoners of our federal state penitentiary.
So here's a couple of interesting things to me about this. It's interesting when inmates sue because they claim they're being denied their constitutional rights. Well, you know, people have the right to, admittedly, it's in the Declaration of Independence, but to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. But liberty has been infringed. You're in jail.
Hello.
Right? Just because you have a right recognized under the Constitution, liberty, doesn't mean that it can't be taken away if you've committed a crime. Right to be free from search and seizure. Yeah, everybody does, unless you're in jail. You have expectation of privacy.
Right.
So it's not unheard of to lose certain constitutional rights because you've been convicted of a crime. And being able to see the sun on a specific day, I don't see a problem with that.
No sun for you.
No soup for you. And
no sun for you.
And what's interesting is they're going to treat it as a holiday, and they're going to buy these inmates glasses.
Yeah, and I don't get glasses.
And they're going to go.
They're
going to get to see the eclipse.
We're going
to
see
it. And
happens.
New York is a very important place to see it.
It is. Right. It'll be right in line. Hopefully they're not defective.
I haven't. Maybe I've double-checked. I haven't heard the latest. Did they win yet? This was as of Thursday. Anyway, we'll be back.
The department's acting commissioner says
treat
it as a holiday.
All right. We're going to come back and talk about Sean Diddy Combs, innocent until proven guilty. We'll be back.
Fred, Denise, and Todd will be back with more Radio Law Talk after we break away right here on RadioLawTalk.com and on many great local radio stations. We'll be back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Attention. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, the IRS is cracking down by hiring 87,000 new agents to garnish your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforced compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily. So call One-Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. One-Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-294-8702. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-294-8702. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-294-8702. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-294-8702. 800-294-8702.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify coverage at coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
Call 800-667-6651. Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
You're all just making up stuff that he's saying, right?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kuenin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
So Denise was right. I just double-checked my notes and the latest that, yes, the commissioner said the
commissioner said they're going to treat Monday, the solar eclipse day, as a holiday.
And they're going to give them free glasses.
And they're giving them free glasses, and they get to stay outside and see the solar eclipse.
Better than me. I'll probably be working at my desk.
Oh, I'm going to be there.
Now, wait a minute. I don't know. What do you have to wear? Do you have to wear certain...
Special glasses.
You can't just wear sunglasses?
No, you have to wear special glasses. You will blind yourself.
Do you have some?
Yeah, I bought four pairs.
Oh, where do you get
them? Well, my husband bought them.
Oh.
You get them on Amazon. You just and they come the next day. They're really coming fast.
I guess I better get solar eclipse ones, huh?
You really do need to have special glasses.
Todd, what do you got?
You know, I'm gonna take my phone, and I'm gonna put it on the rear facing thing so that I can angle it. Just take video of it on the phone, and then I'm just gonna look at what my video says. So it's not direct sunlight; it's whatever the phone picks up, and then do that. I don't know.
Basically, we're at our law firm at the office. Everyone's gonna be from 11 o'clock to about 5 minutes, right? So about 11:05, I think, is what it comes on.
Now, is that AM or?
Oh, stop it. I'm going to be in South Carolina, and it's going to be there between 2 and 4.
That's 11:05, Cal.
Is that AM?
PM. That's a PM. That's a PM.
All right, let's go on to P. Diddy. Who wants to talk about that? I've been talking the whole time. Denise or Todd? Who's P. Diddy? Okay, Todd, you talk about who P. Diddy is. Denise, you get ready about all the allegations. I've got the list. I can keep talking if you guys want me to. But
Sean Diddy Combs used to be Puffy, Puff Daddy, Puffy Combs. That was
D. Diddy and all kinds of stuff.
You know, the thing about Sean Combs that you know where I tip my cap was. I wasn't married. I don't think he was married to her, but used to be in a relationship with Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, never married.
Who just, I don't know. If Jennifer Lopez ever needed an emotional support attorney, I would put in for that.
For free.
There's just something about Jennifer Lopez that just, wow.
Well,
anyway.
Talk about the New York law.
So what about the New York law?
Okay, the New York law, there's a one-year time period that New York passed a law. It's under the New York Adult Survivors Act, allowed 1 year time period, and it ended in 2023, that you can bring a lawsuit on behalf of a civil lawsuit against someone who sexually abused you, raped you, molested you, whatever, at any time.
And avoided the statute of limitations.
Right. You avoid for that one time period. It's like 1 year.
Yeah.
You can waive the statute of limitations, which there were approximately, 2,500 cases filed during that time period.
2,500 cases total, not against Sean Diddy.
Right. No, total. Yeah, I'm saying total cases filed.
And there was sort of a watershed. What is it? The thing that broke the dam, the straw that broke the camel's back event, and that was when a former protege of Sean Combs, named Cassandra Ventura, filed a lawsuit.
Civil.
A civil lawsuit claiming that he had made unwanted sexual encounters, advances towards her, and a whole host of allegations. Now, that lawsuit settled pretty quickly.
Yes.
Like but within 24 hours.
But it was also very public. And it was on the heels of that lawsuit that it looks like it was one of those, well, if one person's finally going to come forward, other people now start making their allegations.
Right.
And you know, look, there are some corporations that, look, if you're going to sue us, we're going to take it to trial, because as soon as it gets out that we settled, then everybody's going to sue us because they know we'll settle. And I'm not saying that necessarily happened, but I think the fear of what happened with Diddy Combs settling this lawsuit so fast, the fear is that maybe these other plaintiffs were like, well, if we get it, maybe we can get ours settled quickly too. The problem for Combs with all of this is that even though these are civil lawsuits, it has triggered federal investigations, issuing of search warrants, searching his house, allegations
searching two homes on two homes, different coastlines,
allegations of illegal activities that are similar to that which he is being sued civilly for. So it sort of opened the floodgates of liability. And you know, here's the thing. Fred says this all the time. Innocent until proven guilty. Innocent until proven guilty. And boy, if there's somebody that has the financial resources to defend himself, Sean Combs does. But those financial resources are going to be taxed because he's facing a lot of lawsuits on a lot of fronts.
And it's just like,
now, what makes me a little sad about this situation is that there are alleged victims out there that never wanted it to become public. Right? They were trying to fly under the radar, and now the allegations that were raised in this lawsuit have now, because they named certain people in the lawsuit, there are alleged victims now that are trying to stay under the radar but can't stay under the radar anymore.
Right.
And they're alleged victims too. It's kind of sad. It's like re-victimizing the victim.
Well, if it was truly a victim crime, you don't know that happened.
No. I said alleged victim.
Alleged, yeah.
But
after that, okay. So long story short, what I'm saying is there's a number of them, right, Denise, that are coming up. It's not just one case. It's multiple cases coming up before him, one including a 17-year-old girl claims she was 17 at the time that she claims she was drugged and gang raped. And so all this is coming up.
There's also a director. I'm saying a wrong word. Producer? Does that better?
Right. Well, yeah.
That a male that has brought another suit.
It's what's his name? This is not just him. It was also Bill Cosby and all these people are affected too.
So here's the thing that I think, generally speaking, people need to understand about anonymity. If you are a named plaintiff, or if you are a plaintiff in a lawsuit, even if the lawsuit's filed with you as a Doe plaintiff, at some point in time, you should expect, if you are the plaintiff in a lawsuit, if anybody guaranteed you anonymity, it's just not going to happen.
No.
It's not going to happen if you are the victim in a criminal case, because there's a right that the accused has to defend themselves. So if you're the plaintiff or if you're the victim in a criminal case, your identity at some point in time is going to be made known. The people that I feel for, that you were talking about, are people that are maybe alleged victims in a civil case but are not named plaintiffs. They're just the folks that the plaintiff is saying, oh, and it happened to them too, and they're sitting there going, I never sought a dime, never wanted to file a complaint. I preferred to just live my life and get past this. And now you're dragging me into your lawsuit so you can get money. Now, those are the people that I feel for because they didn't want to make any claim at all. And those are the ones that I really feel about, you know, if they're being re-victimized and what have you. But, boy, if you're a plaintiff in a lawsuit, you should expect that at some point in time your identity is going to be made. You can't fly under the radar.
Right. Here's the thing on his side. This is a quote. P. Diddy, his quote, "Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged." He said that was in a statement. He also said, "I will fight for my own name, for my name, my family, and for the truth." So there you go. This is interesting. This is a very strong political issue here, too, you know, as just ruined Bill Cosby. Right.
There's going to be a lot of people. If there is a federal complaint, prosecution involved in this case, the list of witnesses is going to be long and varied, but probably a lot of them known.
The who's who, and here we go again with a lot more stuff to talk about in Radio Law Talk. Right, it's going to be going full tilt. Trader Joe's. Do we want to talk about Trader Joe's? Now, it's not just Trader Joe's, but a number of individual companies. Now, what people don't understand, every state's different, but generally speaking, let's say you sell a candy bar, and this candy bar is made by such and such company. Everyone down the line that sold it can be sued. The person who distributed it, the person who sold it, and the person who manufactured it, right? And we're going to get into that, this Trader Joe's being sued. And it's not just Trader Joe's, it's other companies about certain things in dark chocolate candy bar, in these dark chocolates. The best part about this, I hate dark chocolate, so I never ate it.
Oh, I love it.
All right, we'll be back after this and talk about dark chocolate and milk chocolate.
Last segment of Radio Law Talk is coming right up, right here. So stay tuned, you won't want to miss it. This is Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. That's 800-283-6730.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now at 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703.
Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90% on your medications and have them delivered for free? Now you can with one simple call. Yes, save up to 90% on many of your prescription medications by calling A-plus BBB accredited healthwarehouse.com based in Florence, Kentucky. No gimmicks, no coupons, no cards to use. And all prescriptions are FDA approved and safely sent to your home with free delivery. Here's one example of your savings. A 90-day prescription of generic Lipitor can cost $90 at your local pharmacy. Healthwarehouse.com offers the same medication for about $20. Find out how much you can save on your prescription medications and get free delivery with one free call right now. Call 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. That's 800-734-1229.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
You see what happens when you try to be nice?
We have a problem.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick
Penny. So apparently there are some metals can occur naturally in soil. Apparently there's can be some long-term exposure to these metals that are in the chocolate somehow. Of these chocolate sellers that are being sued, including Godiva, Hershey, Lindt, Mars, Trader Joe's. There's like 17 law firms representing different plaintiffs in this case, and they're bringing it as a class action. But what happened is in New York, a U.S. judge dismissed almost all the lawsuits accusing Trader Joe's of misleading and endangering consumers. By not disclosing the dark chocolate, you know, contain harmful levels of heavy metals. Denise, stop eating that dark chocolate then, you know. But anyway, the judge threw most of it out, saying it did not adequately prove that grocery chain posed an unreasonable safety hazard or that it's unfit to eat this dark chocolate. But, so, anyway... This, you know, she says it doesn't, the product does not pose a human health risk. And so there you go.
I'm sorry. In my head right now, as you're doing this story, all I can think about is Homer Simpson saying something like, chocolate metal, unhealthy chocolate. I just.
You know who the losers are in this suit, right?
The Karen plaintiffs. Go on.
The 17 different law firms that have brought lawsuits on behalf of these plaintiffs. 17.
But they've got firms. Like Godiva, Hershey. They got some deep pockets going. Let's skip that. Let's go on to this is the Kansas newspaper. Tell the background of this first that happened, Denise. This is kind of sad. I kind of bothers me what happened to this Kansas newspaper.
Yeah, Kansas. In this city, it's Marion City. There's like 1,900 people in that
Marion
city.
County, you mean? Isn't it Marion?
No, the newspaper is called Marion County Reporters.
Oh.
Right? Record. Yeah. Right. Record. And that little
town.
Newspaper, it declined. It just became invested. A woman who was trying to get a alcohol license, and they kind of investigated her, and they found out that she had a DUI and did not have a valid license. Now, they found that out, and they declined to publish. But what they did do is they contacted the sheriff and said, how come she's got a DUI and no driver's license all this time? Okay, so the people that got mad were some powerhouses. There was a former mayor who did not care for the person that was the publisher of this Marion County record. And he had accused them of, like, publishing bad things about himself. And maybe he felt like he lost the election a little bit because of the things they published about him. And his own wife came out on Facebook and said, you know, many bad things about my husband. And what happens is kind of like a snowball effect. So the mayor, the former mayor, contacts the former sheriff. And they contact the current mayor and the current sheriff, and they get... Yeah, it's like a snowball effect, and they get false subpoenas issued.
Wow.
And the judge actually signs up warrants.
Warrants.
Not subpoenas, sorry. That's my lack of criminal background experience.
Just to clarify, the warrants were true. They were actual warrants, but they were based on what turned out to be, or is alleged to be, false information or omissions of material fact. That had the magistrate known that, the argument is maybe the magistrate would not have issued the warrant.
Yeah, that's true. But it's also alleged that the magistrate put in her own writing that the person that was the declarant was in person in her own place because it did not have a notary assigned to the signature. So that was kind of improper, too. So what did this warrant cause the sheriff and all of the police to do? To invade and capture and raid completely not only just the newspaper offices and all their computers and all their cell phones and all of that, but also go to the home of one of the owners. She was 96 years old, and they raided her house as well. And then they also raided the other owner, which was the son, and his home as well. And they took all this stuff. When they were raiding the 96-year-old co-owner's home, she said to them, this is good. She dummy. I'm so shocked that this is happening.
Yeah.
And in fact, what happens? She dies the next day.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was just, so now we have this lawsuit, and it's a federal lawsuit, guys.
Good for them.
Well, this whole thing is a tragedy. I mean, it's a travesty. It should never have happened that
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Well, it tells you, it's just what's going on in this country. Some of these,
there's
opening
a lot
my
of corruption.
Eyes.
Corruption.
There's corruption. It's yes. not the crime.
The corruption. Is to try to uncover corruption.
Right.
Exactly.
Right?
It tells you how important that is, doesn't
yeah,
it?
The, yeah, the lawsuit is brilliant.
Well, and not be one-sided. The press not, is supposed to be neutral.
Well, yeah, but they're supposed to investigate, too.
Oh, I agree. I agree with that.
You have to tell the truth, which means you've got to be fair. That's the important thing.
That is so
true. Fair and tell the truth.
Right, right.
And, you know, they didn't publish this article about the woman with the DUI because they didn't want to, like, totally destroy her life, right? Filed the lawsuit and said that all of these defendants violated the First Amendment freedom of press, ordered that the Fourth Amendment prohibition on warrantless searches because the warrant they're claiming was not proper, and both federal and state laws that protect journalists.
Good for
and
them.
And they're going to add another cause of action here for the wrongful death of the co-owner.
Is OnlyFans, well-known YouTuber, blogger, whatever, individual gal who had a boyfriend that she claimed was... stalking him and causing issues, and she stabbed him to death. And this is in Florida. The parents live in Texas, and apparently they're doing an investigation. She says case of her right at the time, soon the time period prior to her stabbing him in the elevator, hitting him and beating on this her boyfriend, and apparently she stabs him just under his heart area, and he dies. And so they're prosecuting her for all these heinous crimes of killing him. And so we're going to follow this. I just want to bring it up so you can read it. Going to watch some Courtney Cleaney and her parents who are sitting at home get raided by, they're in Texas, yet the Florida police come and have warrants for their arrest.
Wow.
And so anyway, Interesting.
You know what would be a shame, Fred?
What?
Missed our quick takes, and we're not going to do that because I have the music already, and who has a quick take prepared? Fred, go ahead and start. I'll get started.
All right. Reasons. Because it reminded me to go out and buy some solar eclipse glasses. So, hey, that was a positive thing. Thank you.
All right. Todd, you got yours ready?
You know, when we were doing our second hour case or no case about the guy with the leering eye that was looking at other women, yes. It occurred to me that in today's generation, the woke generation, the we don't know what a woman is generation, he may have an unwitting defense. You can't accuse me of looking at another woman. I don't assume gender.
Holmes will drop the ditty from his name. Because he doesn't want to be known as the guy who allegedly diddied Little Rod.
Ooh.
Oh, innocent until proven guilty. Go for it, Sean. Anyway, we'll be back after this for like one more and more and more week. We'll see you. Oh boy, this went by fast, didn't it? Thanks for joining us.
That's going to do it for this week's edition of
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.